Read from the Holy Scriptures, from the Gospel according to Luke, chapter 2, verses 1 through 20. Luke 2, 1 through 20. Luke has recorded in his first chapter how it was that God announced the coming of the Lord Jesus, that he would be born. Now in chapter 2, he speaks of the birth of the Saviour. Luke chapter 2. And it came to pass in those days that a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered. This census first took place while Quirinius was governing Syria. So all went to be registered, every one to his own city. Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be registered with Mary, his betrothed wife, who was with child. So it was that while they were there, the days were completed for her to be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. Now there were in the same country shepherds living out in the fields, keeping watch over their flocks by night. And behold, an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were greatly afraid. Then the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which will be to all people. For there is born to you this day in the city of David a Saviour, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be the sign to you. You will find a babe wrapped in swaddling clothes lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men." So it was when the angels had gone away from them into heaven, that the shepherds said to one another, "Let us now go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has come to pass, which the Lord has made known to us." And they came with haste, and found Mary and Joseph, and the babe lying in a manger. Now when they had seen him, they made widely known the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all those who heard it marveled at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things, and pondered them in her heart. Then the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, as it was told them. May God bless the reading of his precious and glorious gospel. Our text this morning is found in the portion of scripture we read, Luke's gospel, chapter 2, verse 15. So it was when the angels had gone away from them into heaven, that the shepherds said to one another, "Let us now go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has come to pass, which the Lord has made known to us." Let us go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has come to pass, which the Lord has made known to us. And that is the whole reason for Christmas. The whole reason for this day is that we may, in our minds, by faith, go unto Bethlehem and see this thing which has come to pass. Because these things have come to pass. God has kept all his promises in the Lord Jesus. He sent forth his Son in the fullness of time. This is not just a story. This is history. This is the God of history coming into history. Christ has come. and therefore our joy can be full. Therefore we can rejoice, we can come, and we can see through the sacred inspired scriptures these things which have come to pass. The angels came with a glorious message, a message that drew an answer from the hearts of those who heard it. And even now that angelic message is for us, because it is for all mankind, for all people. And the angel's message is a wonderful thing. To take our minds back, imagine those shepherds sitting, watching over the flocks by night. They were out in the fields. They would have had a campfire. They would have been there, as they would have been many, many nights before, an ordinary night to them. And suddenly an angel appears, this bright, shining, glorious being who has come straight from the presence of God. And they were afraid, because that's what holiness does to people if they know what holiness is. Because we know that we're not holy as we ought to be. But the angels are holy, and they reflect the holiness of God. So these shepherds are terrified. We're doomed. But then the angel said, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good tidings." Angels are messengers. They come with messages from God. The word angel means a messenger. And they come with a message. He comes with a message. Good tidings of great joy. Not tidings of judgment. Not tidings of destruction. But tidings of gladness and joy, which will be to all people. Not just for them, but for us as well. That we can listen in to this. And we hear, and what is the good news? There is born to you this day in the city of David a Saviour, who is Christ the Lord. A Saviour. Somebody who delivers, somebody who takes those who are in danger of death and drags them out and rescues them. The picture is that of somebody who is utterly helpless. We can do nothing. And along comes the Saviour, lays hold upon us and draws us out. And he's a Saviour from sin. That's what the name Jesus was given for, because he saves his people from their sins. He saves us, that is, from that which brings down God's just judgment against us. We live in God's world, and yet everybody has gone astray this way and that way. We all, like sheep, have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way, her own way. That's the problem that we have. But then God adds this. The Lord has laid upon him, the Saviour, the iniquity of us all. That the Lord Jesus Christ was born to save from sin. We sang that wonderful hymn, our second hymn, "Christians Awake, Salute the Happy Morn." And there's that marvellous line in there. "Trace we the babe who has retrieved our loss, from his poor manger to his bitter cross." It's a marvellous hymn. I don't know if you know the story behind it. John Byrom lived in Manchester, and he was many things, but he was a poet. And his little daughter Dolly asked him for a poem for Christmas. She said, "Daddy, you write these poems for the magazines, the newspapers. Will you write one for me?" And he said, "Certainly, my dear." And so on Christmas morning, he presented her with the original manuscript of the hymn. It's a marvellous thing to give on Christmas morning. A reminder that Jesus Christ came into the world to save sinners. He made absolutely sure that Dolly's Christmas present ended up going around the world so that we all could sing and take into our hearts in that poetry these marvellous truths and remember that we trace him from the manger to the cross. Christmas is a beginning, one of many. And it sets him on the way, all the way to the cross. Many of the early church writers, they looked at the wood of the manger and they said, the wood of the manger tells us about the wood of the cross. But he came down to earth from heaven, who is God and Lord of all. The good news, Messiah, the Saviour, and the Saviour is born. There is born to you this day a child, a babe, an infant. That he became man. And again we sing these Christmas hymns, these Christmas carols, and you think with once in Royal David's City, that the depth he came down to earth from heaven, who is God and Lord of all. And again, he was little, weak and helpless, day by day like us he grew. The true humanity, that the full reality, he was a man. He is a man, even better. As one preacher put it, there's a man in the glory. God became man for us, so that we and our eyes at last shall see him through his own redeeming love. Because he died on the cross and rose again, he gave his life a ransom for us, then we shall see him. Not in that poor lowly stable with the oxen standing by, but in heaven, in glory we shall see him. How marvellous, enthroned, because he is King of Kings, he is David's son, he is the Messiah, the greatest king. And he has come to bring what? Peace on earth peace. Peace with God, so that we may say to God, our Father in heaven. So that being justified by faith, we have peace with God. This year, we've been remembering the 500th anniversary of the Reformation, the beginning of the Reformation. A long period of time. And what was the great truth? It was justification by faith, that we are right with God, not by what we do, but by trusting him, by trusting what Christ has done. So that being justified by faith, we have peace with God. Peace on earth and mercy mild, God and sinners reconciled, says Mr. Wesley. And that's exactly the good news the angels bring, the good news of God for us, God with us. And then we see the heart's answer, the answer of the shepherds. They said to one another, let us now go to Bethlehem and see. They didn't say, well, that's interesting, we've got sheep to look after. They didn't say, well, what was that all about, and go on with the work. They said, we've been told good news from God. We act upon it. They went to Bethlehem to see, to worship, to adore. They came with haste. They left the sheep in the fields. They hitched up their garments. Remember, men in those days wore long robes. They hitched up their long robes and they ran to Bethlehem to see this glorious thing. They found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. And they looked on and they would have seen an ordinary looking child. But they knew that child was no ordinary child. He looked ordinary. He is man. And yet they knew that here he is. Here in the manger, low within a manger lies he who built the starry skies. How wonderful it is to see, O wonder of wonders, as another hymn writer, astonished I gaze to see in the manger the Ancient of Days. Christ with us, God with us. And so the answer of the heart, go and see, go and see. Trust in him, believe in him. They went to see, and we too will thither bend our joyful footsteps. We too will worship him, not a matter of going physically to Bethlehem, but our hearts believing in the one who was born in Bethlehem, trusting him to be who he really is, Christ, a Saviour who is Christ the Lord. And again, we must not pass over that word Lord. That means he's God. He is Christ. He is the Messiah, the promised Saviour. He's more than that. He's God with us. God doesn't just send somebody. God comes himself. God comes down. When he came down on Mount Sinai to give the law in the Old Testament, the mountain smoked and the people were terrified. When he came down in Bethlehem, the people worshipped and adored. And they came unto him, and they marveled, and they wondered. And the shepherds then, they didn't keep this to themselves. They made widely known the saying which was told them concerning this child. They told their friends, Messiah's come. Messiah's been born. We've seen him. They bore witness. And it wasn't a matter of a forced thing. It was something that naturally sprang up in their hearts. Because they had seen him, because they had seen the Saviour, because they believed in him, they told others about him. It became natural to them. But Mary had a more wonderful reaction still. Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. She turned over again and again in her heart and said, this is God's child. This is God's beloved son, and he is my child. What does this mean? What shall it mean for me? What does it mean? There are many things that we have to think about, many things that come into our hearts. But at this Christmas time, most of all, we ponder, even as Mary, these things about the Lord Jesus, these wonderful revelations of the Saviour who is Christ the Lord. How marvellous indeed it is that he came for us, for our salvation. We think on these things, and let us, whatever else we think on this Christmas day, whatever else we do, if we spend time with family, with friends, let us most of all spend time with the one who was born upon this day, Jesus Christ, and let us sanctify all our merriment, all our joy, for Christ, the Saviour, is born. Let us then go unto Bethlehem to behold the grace of God. Let us now go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has come to pass, which the Lord has made known to us. And beholding the Saviour, believe upon him. May God have mercy upon us and grant us the joy of his salvation this Christmas. Through our Lord, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen.